Like in 67, he went down to Ontario, California, J.C. Agajanian. He'd called him and got to get a sponsorship down there. So he told him how good he was and everything and got down there. And after a couple of weeks being there, Agajanian said, "Hey, Knievel, you better go back to Montana and practice." So he calls his grandmother and gets in his Volkswagen with the three bikes and coming back. She sent him $300. So he stops in Las Vegas and blows the $300. So when they had been down there a few months earlier, when Dick Tiger and Roger Rouse were fighting, so there was a fireman from Butte, Billy Ignatos, and he stuttered. Well, Knievel was running around with his little portfolio, and he was telling everybody about himself, but he was unknown at the time. So Billy Ignatos said, "Knievel, why don't you just go get on your motorcycle and jump them fountains over Caesars?" So he planted that seed. So he's back in Vegas, broke, in North Las Vegas. So he calls up Caesars Palace, and he said, "This is the sports page from New York Times. I want the story on that Evel Neville jumping at your fountains." They said, "We know nothing about it." So he calls them the next day. He said, "This is Sports Illustrated. We want the story on that Neville." They said, "We don't know anything about it." So next day he calls him up and he said, "Who's in charge there?" And they said, "Well, Jay Sarno." And he said, "Well, tell Mr. Sarno if he's going to be using Knievel's name, he'd better compensate him for it." He said, "This is Goldstein. I'm Knievel's attorney." He said, "I also represent Lawrence Welkin. We're going on a European tour, but I'll send the kid down there. By the time I get back, you guys better have this thing straightened out." So here goes Evil over to Caesar's Palace and sets up the deal to jump there. And it was supposed to be two jumps for $3,000. So they jump, and it was on New Year's Eve, this 1967. Evil wrecks, and so Sarno comes over to the hospital, and he said, "Evil, I don't know what I was thinking to let you do this." He said, "Your hotel bill's taken care of, your gambling debt's taken care of, and here's your money, and I hope I never see you again." Sarno goes back to Caesars. He can't find a place to park. The place is going crazy. It's been on the international news and everything, and that's where the Knievel became. That day is when he became famous, known by everybody, household name. But it was his con man came out to get him in there.
That was December 31st, 1967, on New Year's Eve.
New Year's Eve.